This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.
Respond to those next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.
It's a Football Friday on Sports Radio 610. Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, here's In the Loop with John Lopez and Reggie Atitula.
Yeah, you're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. You heard big voice, man. John Lopez, Figgy Fig, Reginald Atitula hanging out with you. Just finding a way to break down what was a woeful 21-13 loss to a then 2-6, now 3-6 New York Jets team. It gave them a level of life. Like, that was a team that people
were talking playoffs.
They were clowns. They were being clowns.
I forgot who I was listening to, but somebody was like, yeah, if they run across 6 games, then they back in.
They do have a softer schedule.
I'm like, damn, 2-6. I thought the season was over.
Yeah.
And they still holding out hope.
People were laughing about cayenne pepper this week because of that team.
Yes. Yes.
And you got worked.
I will say Vegas knew something.
Yep.
Dude, I'm so glad I didn't bet that. I recommended it, so sorry. I'm so glad I didn't bet anything
It's funny, I had a homegirl hit me up randomly. She don't know nothing about sports, but she up in Cleveland where they is legalized sports betting. And she was like, hey, who went in the game tomorrow, Texans or the Jets? And I was just like,
can't call it.
I'm like, the Texans. But she replied and said, good, because I'm a bet on this game. Yeah. I'm like, whoa, wait a minute.
Hold on.
I'm like, oh, no.
I was just talking. I don't know about that.
I thought she was just like, hey, who went in the game?
Yeah.
And I'm like, do not.
Well, expect a text.
Yeah. All right. Well, I did tell her, don't take my
advice. Put that disclaimer in there.
Yeah.
Question of the day, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah. Let us know what you think on the 5-Hour Energy fan line. 713-572-4610 is the number. 713-572-4610. What are you doing with your Texans free weekend? The Texans obviously playing on a Thursday, so the whole weekend is to yourself. And maybe, just maybe, you might need to get away from football after what the Texans did. Maybe not think about it. Have that little half week of rest before we get back after ahead of week 10 with the Lions.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, what do you got going in this? Because... yeah, I know plenty of fans that when their team loses, they're like, I just want to be away from it.
Yeah.
So for you, Lopez, where are you going to? Do you tend to be, I guess just in that way, do you tend to be a team lost and I'm kind of getting away from it? Or do you tend to be like, I'm still in it because this is my team and I want to figure it out?
Oh, I'm sure I'll watch some football, but after I vent for 4 hours, I pretty much let it go. Now, here's the thing. And I got a question, a little bit of a twist on this question of the day as well.
Okay.
You would think that as soon as the show was over today, I'm bolting south, right?
Yeah, you typically go fishing. Yeah,
yeah. You would think that, right?
I'd be hauling ass out of here, man.
Hauling ass. Today, I'm not. Now, I might leave tomorrow afternoon and then fish Saturday and Sunday. But you know this, and this is the twist on the question of the day. I'm getting some remodeling done at my house, and they're still working. So I'm closing off a doorway, and the new TV just arrived yesterday. Spent far too much money on it, but it's an 85-inch 4K HD.
Okay.
Best TV I've ever had in my life.
Okay.
So the family text yesterday was, what movie should we watch first? So I'm actually going to hang out today.
Okay.
I'm actually going to hang out today.
Big old movie night.
But then I'm gonna go probably fishing tomorrow rather than today. I'm thinking Pulp Fiction. That'd be a nice...
Okay. That's a fun one to revisit.
Right? All the action, all the color and stuff. But anyway, that's neither here nor there. How you doing it?
Unfortunately, like normally I'd be like, we get to really lean into all the sports. I'm a sports sicko.
Yeah.
So I'd be watching basketball and, of course, Red Zone. I saw someone on the text line say Red Zone all day. Red Zone
Big
and watching, 100%. Getting my eyes on all these teams. I feel like I have not been able to watch nearly as well as I would like to. And someone on the YouTube, Paul, said, it's not that deep. Watch a football. Unfortunately for me, as you guys know, I made a move here in the last couple of months, and I've been paying double rent, and it's time to get up off that.
Wait, man. Hold on.
You're still
paying rent?
Hey, it was better to pay that in the last few months than to cancel that lease.
Yeah.
The game is nasty. The game is tough. But the time has finally come to see if I can get my deposit back. Baby, let's go. So I've got the weekend is going to be used to travel and clean an apartment and see if I can get that deposit back. That's going to be the weekend for me for the most part. I'm going to try and make some time to also watch the football.
No, I'm sure you will. I've got confidence in you.
I can't not watch football, right?
Yeah. So Saturday I'm working a wedding. I'm actually working a wedding today too.
All right.
So, I'm doing that. And Sunday I'm actually going to a Dynamo game, man.
How about that?
Yep. They play at
playoffs.
Playoffs.
And they better win it.
Shell Energy. Yep.
I'm still trying to see some Dynamo soccer, and unfortunately I can't this weekend.
So I'm super excited about that. The last playoff game they had here, it was amazing. That was like probably one of
it's
the first
great atmosphere.
It was actually my first Dynamo game last year. And it was a playoff game. It was great. I'm like, how ain't nobody talking about the Dynamo games like that, man?
It's
one of my favorite events to go to in the city, man.
The 832 says creating the offensive line excuse bingo card.
Okay. All right. Hey, you know what? If you actually
to hear that,
let us know. I would love to get that. Hit us on Twitter or text line or whatever. I know that some people will go with the like when your team loses, fire up the game system and go and get the win on Madden.
I would love
to hear, is anybody doing that, going and fixing the team themselves? That'd be fun. From the 936, I'm gonna cry in the car. That's what I'm going to do. Okay, very good. 832, okay, is this Sean Pendergast texting in? Going to the casino.
Got a baby.
Okay.
That's a great opportunity.
I think these type of games, even though it was a bad game, I think with this type of weekend, it's the perfect time to tell your old lady, like, you know what?
Let's get out of here.
I ain't going to watch no football this week. I want to spend some time with you.
Oh, boy.
Trying to gain some points.
Points.
Yeah.
You know what?
Date night this weekend. Don't worry about the game.
You know what I got out of that? Figgy's girl heard about him talking about her cooking.
Oh, you would know, Mr. Rat, Mr. Plastic Rat. You would know, wouldn't you?
Yeah. Hey, I want to call my shot. I think Lopez finally going to get pranked this weekend. I think it's coming soon.
I think it is. I think
the whole family's setting something up. I don't know if you're going
to... You're on to something.
Hey,
I think they're all in on it.
I think what they're going to do, I think Lopez going to open this big old TV. It's going to be a big old crack in it. It's going to be something crazy. They're going to get you good this weekend, man.
I would bet on your side on that one.
I was hanging out at the Buffalo Wild Wings and spring the watch party that we had yesterday. Gave away some real cool stuff. Mm-hmm. But kicking it with my guy in spring from the 402 said, no game on Sunday. He's going out to the water to catch some fish, get away from it. So seems like there's a decent balance of people that are like, I'm getting away, right? Somebody said they're finishing a work project. Oh, you know you got to be mad if you go. If you're like,
I'm just going to work.
I'm going to do work in my free time. 832, three pork butts on the grill. Beers and
unscheduled fun time.
That's right. Shout out. But there's some people that are leaning in. Like they're gonna figure some of these things out. I don't like what you're doing here, 713. I'm not reading that out loud. But there's a few people that are like, Rockets basketball is what I'm doing this weekend, which they got a nice win
dub yesterday.
While the Texans were embarrassing us on national TV, the Rockets actually going and beating a contender in the West. We'll talk about that more in What's Popping. But yeah, watch good football. Actual good football, I imagine. Because that was a Thursday night football last game.
Yeah.
Right? In addition to all the things like particular to the Texans, watching that game, it just felt like the typical game that they give us on Thursday night football. And by that, I mean slop.
Yeah. Yeah, it was ugly. We're going to dig right back into it. Like you said, 713 said, watch good football. That's a shot.
I think the scary part about this, too, if you watch a team maybe like the Colts or something like that, see how they got Joe Flacco.
Yeah.
And so if they come out looking good, then the division not over.
Hey, the Colts right now, no pun intended, are feeling pretty frisky. Like they have to be feeling pretty frisky,
especially after watching the game last night.
I mean, they just saw a 2-6 team take this guy out, and now they've got like their big issue is already fixed.
Yeah,
they went from a bad quarterback, a really bad quarterback, to a quarterback that's been proven as recently as last year, and a veteran quarterback. Like the Texans' big issue, who knows how they're going to fix it?
Okay, so. Yeah, and I think
Colts' big issue was overnight.
You're there, and then also the Texans' schedule, right? It's backloaded, and you're starting to hit that, right? We mentioned you have Sunday Night Football with the Lions Week 10. You have Monday Night Football with the Cowboys Week 11. You're still looking forward to that Chiefs Ravens back to back late in the season with that Dolphins. 16 and 17.
Dolphins
is
in there too.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. You've got some tough ones in there. If you're not careful, you.
The Colts are feeling pretty good today.
Don't let the Colts. That's why it was so important to get that win last week and give yourself a de facto 3-game lead. Some people's mentioning this is where my city slicker tendencies are failing me here. Apparently, hunting season is opening up, so quite a few people talking going to the deer lease.
In some counties, the deer season is open. Duck season is open as of today. So duck season, I'm gonna have to
rabbit season though.
No, just ducks.
Okay.
I'm gonna have to manipulate and drive around some duck blinds when I get on the water Saturday or Sunday. That's for dang sure.
Well, whatever you're doing, hope that you have a fantastic weekend and are able to at least find some happiness after what was supposed to keep us warm this weekend was a Texans victory on Halloween. Unfortunately,
man, that would have been the perfect weekend,
wouldn't it?
Like
stress free.
Yeah.
You get to get some rest.
You could watch ESPN and they raving about your team.
Yep.
Going into the weekend,
especially on a day like today, because you're the only one that played last night.
Yeah.
And so it really goes. That's the tough thing about a primetime game. Especially on a Thursday, you know, or a Monday night, you're the only team that played. So the next day, if you won, we get the praise.
Yes.
Yeah, when you lose. Praise. Yeah, you can listen to Sports Radio 610 and just listen to the praise and not feel stress-free.
And then hear Reggie complaining about the process. All right, man, you're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Appreciate you hanging out with us on this Football Friday. Coming up next, let's go around the NFL, talk about some of the news. And, of course, the news is the Texans lost. We'll talk about that next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.